question, and I'm going to ask it now and I'll answer it in the second half of the show. In the United States, there were many terror attacks from 1980 to 2005. What percentage of these were committed by Muslim extremists? Very important question. Many terror attacks between 1980 and 2005. What percentage were caused by, carried out by Muslims? Let's go to Nova Scotia in Canada. Gary in Halifax. Welcome back, Gary.
Good evening, George.
Good evening to you, sir.
This is a very auspicious occasion to have this topic coming forward on your show, just in the moment when the leader of the Iranian people has issued this extremely fine letter addressed to the youth.
It's very beautifully written, I must say.
And hitting the nail on the head when he makes the point about politics. This is not just about religion. No. It's not even mainly about religion. No. It is about the question of rights. And the biggest issue of rights, which goes beyond the Islamic community is one example that's attacked under this, but the biggest issue of rights since the end of the Second World War for all countries in the world has been the issue of rights by dint of being human. The entire UN system has been established on the basis of recognizing rights by dint of being human. UNESCO could not operate in the dozens of countries that it operates in if it did not follow that principle. Many of the countries in which it does its work, just as with other UN agencies, those countries don't have laws that necessarily permit or encourage supporting the activities that they help sustain. So if we don't have rights by dint of being human, we're lost. Now, the most interesting thing to me watching this is here we are, sitting in Canada. Canada's not even a Muslim minority country. The number of Muslims is, you know, it's more than the number of Jews, actually, but it's still a relatively small proportion of the entire population. But to follow the ravings of the Harper government, you would think there was an imminent threat on our doorstep.
Yeah, you're an imminent danger of Sharia law.
Yeah.
Running its writ throughout the Canadian Federation.
Yes, this incident that happened in Ottawa that turned into this huge event on international media. It had nothing to the individual involved was a mentally challenged person, extremely, extremely depressed, down on his luck, and they turned it into a possible Islamic attack.
Yeah. We're lucky that they didn't blame Iran.
Yes, not that they might not have tried had they had a thread to pull.
Yeah.
But the question of rights by dint of being human, this goes to questions such as the right of resistance. The Palestinians have a right of resistance. They continue to resist the Israeli dictate, and this is how they establish what such rights as they do have.
Yeah, Gary, have a stab at it. What percentage of attacks between 1980 and 2005 in the United States, terror attacks, what percentage do you think were carried out by Muslims?
Zero.
I'll give the answer in the second half. Yusuf is in London. Let's hear from him. Yusuf, welcome, sir.
Hello, sir.
Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be on your program.
Thank you.
My input about the who really benefits from these despicable, horrendous events that happen in Paris.
Yes,
it's to me it really points the finger at the money trail. Who's making the most in money here, and who's benefiting in terms of more privileges? And it's always when you look at the way the media talks about this whole event and many other terrorist attacks in various areas around the world, it's always pointing at their terminology and the narrative they use to pin down the blame all on the Muslims and the Islam in particular. Lately, it has been openly disrespecting the religion itself and its guidelines, everything that is about Islam, and that it's creating some backward population on the planet. And all that is being really just used as an excuse. It's really not the religion, but it's really the general human rights and the rights, civil rights, social rights, in a democratic society. And I think there is a major clamping down on these freedoms. And I agree with Gary, as he mentioned, it's to launch this kind of probably the martial law. They'll probably find a new name for it. But it's all to do with the militarization of the Western nations and getting people more submissive to losing more of their rights.
Well, certainly the rights are being taken away as we speak. There are new powers being proposed. Even
absolutely,
WhatsApp is going to be banned if David Cameron gets his way. Yusuf, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Zahra in Buckinghamshire in the United Kingdom. Zahra, welcome.
Thank you, George. Hello. Just want to ask you if you saw Channel 4 News on Tuesday evening.
I didn't know.
No, well, you missed something there, because there was an interview. Kathy Newman was interviewing, I think he was a CIA spokesman, Michael Schur, and you must watch it. It's on Catch Up Channel 4 Tuesday evening.
Okay.
She interviewed him, and if you want to know who benefits from Islamophobia, it came straight out of the horse's mouth.
Tell me.
He said, and I quote, his comments on Western policy towards Iraq, he quotes, he says, the thing was ideal when ISIS was advancing on Baghdad because Sunnis were killing Shias. That's exactly what we need. This is his quote. And if you listen to the rest of the interview, it's so blatant that they were really happy supporting ISIS because they were killing the Shias, and hopefully the Sunnis would kill the Shias and that would be the end of it. They were fighting their war. And it's a really violent way of expressing. I mean, basically, he was advocating the genocide of a global religious minority live on Channel 4 News, while also expressing the support for the rise of the terrorist group, ISIS, which is responsible for mass sectarian executions of various different minorities, including the Sunnis in Iraq. I mean, and Kathy Newman actually didn't even, question it. She, and basically,
well,
another thing.
You don't
he
need
said,
to tell
said,
me about her.
Yeah, and the other thing he said, and I quote, we want Sunnis and Shias to bleed each other white.
Mm.
And Kathy Newman's response was, rather than being one of horror at such a suggestion, she replied, there's no hope of that happening, though, is there? I mean, incredible, unbelievable.
That sounds astonishing. Everyone should go catch up
on
that.
And we should write letters of complaint. I mean, it's horrendous.
Yeah. Can you tweet that to me, Zahra? I'll get it winging around my hundreds of thousands of followers. That would be helpful.
Will do, George.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Zahra. Let's take more calls in just a minute. I wanted to go through just one or two of the other points that I wanted to make. The first one is that one is told that Charlie Hebdo is about to be published in London, is coming across the channel, presumably translated, although the cartoons, as they're called, need no translation. They are pornographic, they are obscene, they are provocations, and that provocation is headed our way. Let's see what the next caller thinks of that. Nasser in London, who benefits from Islamophobia, Nasser? Nasser, you're on the air. Go on.
Hello, it's Dawood, actually.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Sorry. No problem. The publication of Charlie Hebdo globally is just another provocation to see how much more you can tempt uneducated and maybe naive people to react. But that's only one theory. The other theory is that there was never anybody reacting, and it was all staged by, again, people who want there to be conflict. They want to extend the proxy wars that are already flaming.
How do you
around,
mean staged, Dawood? There's a lot of dead bodies now in the ground.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that there was no deaths. I'm saying that whoever committed the deaths may not be who we think committed them. Because we've got journalists on the ground saying that the people who shot whoever had blue eyes, and then the people that they're shooting as the assailants are do not have blue eyes, but they look like people of Arab descent. So demonize the people of Arab descent, and the people who profit out of that are the people who want to demonize Islam globally.
Demonizes Islam globally, Dawood, is that kind of crazy conspiracy theory. Everyone saw the guy who took hostages in a Jewish supermarket and murdered several people. Everyone saw the Muslim who saved a lot of those shoppers, saved their lives. Everyone saw the two brothers, saw their videos, saw their martyrdom statements. I just don't know why you would come on international television and deny the obvious. That's what discredits Islam, Dawood. We have to recognize that amongst the Ummah, there are some people who are crazed, enraged maniacs who are ready to cut other people's heads off, cut out their hearts and eat them, murder Jewish shoppers who just happen to be in a supermarket, murder a Muslim policeman as he lies on the ground. That's what's discrediting, Dawood, the failure to accept that this problem exists. How can we hold our heads up when we've got people like you coming on the television talking about blue eyes? Please.
I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm saying that there is different possibilities of how the situation could have happened. It's not just one possibility. And nobody can deny that, for example, with the situation in Iraq and Syria, where we've got people propagating as Muslims, where some of the people who are leading naive Muslims into this extremism aren't actually even Muslims. So I'm saying that they're not all that seems
you know
to
what
be
this is called?
Gold.
You know what
gold.
This is called, Dawood? It's called a state of denial. It's a well-known psychological problem. And just like walking into the middle of the Nile, it's going to drown us all. I've got to take a short break for a short news bulletin. It'll only be 3 minutes. God willing, I'll still be here when you come back. We're asking the question tonight, who benefits from Islamophobia? Don't go away. Watch the news. There's big news coming, and I'll be here, God willing, when you come back.